The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power door, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone. This is Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
It is. And Geneva. Hello, friends.
Can't remember where we are.
I think it was Bravo this week.
Life is more chaotic than ever.
Salt Lake, Beverly Hills.
It's nuts.
Winter House.
Salt Lake City. They need this. This whole episode could have been cut.
To be honest, I found Potomac kind of boring as well. Like, they were kind of both.
I thought
episodes.
At the end. I know.
It was kind of like, why are we? This is okay. The one scene that Salt Lake City that we have to talk about, because I texted you because I just imagined you in this situation. Like, this is how you get life secrets, was the
right?
Notary with Whitney. And Whitney's telling this poor woman her entire like Mormon saga. Like, she gives a shit. I thought that was hilarious. And I immediately pictured you. And it's like, this is how Justine gets all these weird nuggets of information.
She wasn't even asking anything. I would have been there for hours.
Asking a single question.
What these people are going through with this Mormon shit. Mormons are really
wild.
Lock you in more than other religions,
yeah.
I feel like, right?
They really do.
They just bill you the 10%. I don't blame her. But I just can't get over quitmormon.com. It just sounds so fake.
It sounds so fake. As much as I want, no, I don't even want to. I just can't care about Whitney. I can't care about any part of her story. I could care less. Her husband, the trauma, that like, even when she's talking to Heather, I'm just like, don't talk to another adult like this. Like, your pain weaponized against me. It's like, just shut up. I don't know.
I want to know when Heather started hating Whitney, because it was already laying the groundwork, because Heather is no friend of Whitney's and Whitney thinks Heather is a friend.
Heather seems like she
Heather is two-faced.
I mean, the fact that she immediately went to Angie and then that felt set up to me. I actually, like, even though I'm not a Whitney fan, I believe that they probably were talking shit, but these two women are saying, like, they've drawn the line in the sand to pretend like they never said anything. That's why they met up and were like, she would say that because
Lisa Barlow's got some weight in this world somehow.
Well, it's like if I rolled into a place and saw somebody who was spreading a rumor that I was telling that somebody's sucking dick for tickets, I'm not going to go up and go, what the fuck are you saying? That's not true. That's not how that Angie chick was at all. She was like, oh, hi, Whitney. I heard you guys had a tuffle. It's like, no, she's saying you said something that you're claiming you didn't say. You're not going to ask her about it. That was weird to me.
Right. Yeah, like, I know. Why would you just lay? I would be like, what the fuck are you saying this
exactly.
shit for? Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to roll up and go like, I clearly. So
why are you talking?
To me, it felt like the martinis were a setup to say we're going to pretend like we didn't ever hear this, even though
in Whitney's face. Looks like she's been bamboozled, right?
Yeah.
And this, other chick, Angie. I love a little feathers around a cuff. I do.
Yeah.
I like that outfit. But is she a person who they told was possibly going to be a housewife? Why is she around? Like, why is Charisse around? If you people aren't housewives, I don't want your desperate asses involved.
Couldn't agree more. There's nothing worse than a desperate friend of, and
desperate.
It's like you can feel that they just want to be on
coyote walking down the street.
Yeah.
I think Heather has always come across like she's some great person. She's going to, it seemed like she really cared about Whitney. We're bad weather till the end, whatever. But Heather is really showing that she's kind of two-faced, in my opinion. Even as much as I don't love Whitney, it's kind of scary to trust people. Because poor little
you
Whitney.
You also maybe have to judge slightly how blind her trust is for Jen. Like,
But that sounds. And then even Jen's questioning
her. Nobody wants to ask. Is this? Does this shit seem normal to anyone else? I mean, come on.
Like, oh, she's wacky with Jen.
Very wacky.
It should be the opposite. Right.
It should be you're pulling back, not you're leaning in.
Right.
You're like, getting again, this is a the call set up. Case. Everybody else is pleading guilty. I just, that's the other part of this that's like shocking to me. I don't get how she's gonna, how do you explain this away from like the vigilant cries of being innocent? I'm going to trial. I'm going to fight every bit of it, to then just pleading guilty. It's wild.
I know. Either
they
she
must have come the fuck down on her.
Something
they told her
must
what
have really happened. Right. And in reality hit. Yeah. Like, this is what you're going to face. This is what's going to happen if you don't.
I think that's why they extended the trial. They're pushing it because they're trying to get her to plea. And she did eventually.
Right. And Dunn Whitney was it was the only one who really.
I know.
And I can't believe, though, no judgmental. I don't want to judge her as a mother, but I wouldn't be going on girls trips if I was going to leave my husband and my kids for. I don't know. It's crazy how she's just gone here and there. She's out skiing carefree. I would be up my kids' asses trying to soak every last second. I mean, she's going to miss so much of their lives. She's on Instagram the other day. She's at football games. I mean, she's a criminal going to prison and people just ignore it and act like she's.
She's the OJ of Bravo. You know,
it's crazy.
Like you didn't murder someone. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't. I liked last week. I felt like this week was a filler episode.
It was a sleeper. Yeah,
it was a sleeper. There were a few like fun moments overall, but I just, yeah, the soul gazing with her and the husband, and the husband is so, so by her side. It's fascinating.
It's God, he seems
God
like such
put
an,
this just on me. God put it on both of us.
I feel it's so heavy to watch him because
it's heavy.
You can't help but like him.
He's the only one who seems to understand the weight of this shit. In this right. family, you know, like you can see it on his face, the heaviness and the stress and like,
and he's stuck with those kids and no mom around, which probably already has been the case. No, I'm just kidding. But seeing her in her jumpsuit calling her family, it's like, get used to it, honey. You're going to be in that sweatsuit calling your family. You ain't coming home. No, when she's like, oh, I'm so happy to be in the comfort of my home. It's like, hey, you leave it for good, honey. I mean, it's crazy.
It is.
The weight of it.
It really is. Yeah, it's so heavy. And it's, again, and it's just it's how she's approaching it is fucking wild to me.
Whitney's husband looks aged and he looks weathered when she's calling him in the blankets, like, ah! Can you imagine? Tyler, like, I gotta go. I don't really fucking care what's happening
that,
to
like,
you.
If I don't, this is probably like, I probably shouldn't say this, but there's something like, I feel like once you become a parent, like some of this shit, you gotta let go. Like this crazy emotional, I don't know. I was just thinking, like, if I ever saw
my mom was ever off to,
yeah, exactly. Like my mom drunk as fuck with her tits out crying about how somebody said something they didn't say, I'd be like, mom, you're having a midlife crisis. Get your shit together. Like,
oh my God.
Once you're a parent, like, some of this stuff, you got to let it go, man. You got bigger problems. You're raising a human and this shit is hard.
And is she realizing, is she seeing all these past memories, or was it just hearsay from the brother and he's saying you're involved, Whitney?
Yeah, I don't know
what the hell's even happening, and why is it taking over the whole entire show? I want to see everything Jen Shaw is doing. 24-hour surveillance of what the hell's going on in her life over Whitney.
100% couldn't agree more.
Heather is fake.
Whitney is the center of the season.
I like Heather, but she is really fake.
We'll see what happens
for this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for money. But this Angie, she looks what's her name? Paulson, who's in all the
looks horror exactly
movies.
Like her.
Sarah Paulson.
Yes. Sarah Paulson, who's like with like an 80-year-old woman. Just always fascinating.
Right. That Holland woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can't help. I mean, people say I'm crew, but I just can't help but think of their sexual activities.
You always
eating out an 80-year-old woman.
Yeah,
that's wild. This is probably dry down there.
Okay,
I can't imagine
additions for that. Well, you just made us all imagine. So thank you. And
then
did you watch
her finger breaks off like Coco? And there is a vagina.
Keep going. You have to stop.
I can't help it.
Did you watch the Beverly Hills Part 3 reunion?
I will never, for the rest of my life, I will never watch. another reunion second in my entire life. This reunion should have been popping off, should have yes. redeemed every bad reunion.
Yes.
It was terrible. I will never watch another reunion as long as I live, ever.
I think
no matter what they try to sell me.
I think my major issue is like this season had arguably like some of the heaviest and like fucked up shit to ever happen on any of these shows. Like what happened to Garcelle's kid? I mean, there's just like so many layers of like fucked upness around this.
Yeah.
Season.
Where's Marcelino? Where's Mauricio and PK having to own up to their horrible behavior?
It's just like, it was really disgusting behavior. And I feel like Andy softballed all of it. There wasn't really any like
I just want to smack him.
Calling people out like this again. This season was fucking dark and fucked up, and then the reunion was also like it felt just dark, and I don't know, not good and to me.
It dumb
was like not something I would want to watch. And the Kathy Lisa stuff I did enjoy because
Kathy was an interesting.
You're seeing the Kathy from the Paris show where it's like. She's more authoritative, not as like kooky and in the
clouds. She's hiring the organizer Paris behind her back. Yeah.
Yeah. And just I liked that. And I liked Andy being like, this is the thing that traumatized you. And just like Rinna's whole the way Rinna's acting, she attacked me. It was abusive. It's like, what are we even? I don't know, all of it. And then Kyle breaking down like a baby and not being able to communicate. It was just all too
Kyle's so fake too.
I think she's
not that upset. I think I don't buy it anymore. If you're really that upset after Lisa or after you had your sister on, what's the other sister's name? Kim. You bring your other sister on and expect different results. You're an idiot. Right.
Yeah. I thought the same
thing. I don't feel bad for her.
The emotion's real. I thought, but
what is it really though?
It's just,
she's not winning or
it's,
you really think she feels bad.
I don't think she feels bad. I think she's upset because she feels like her family's under attack again or something. And just like, there's just a lot of fucked up family shit there. Right. But to your point, you shouldn't have had her come on the show.
So dumb.
And then her face was so fresh in terms of whatever work she got done that like, it was very hard to watch her cry because it was like no part of her face was moving.
And that outfit.
Yeah, the outfit. I saw somebody put up like it looked like Dora Explorer's backpack is attached to her dress. That she touched me up.
I really can't stand Kyle anymore.
I can't either.
And Kathy, poor little. I mean, you think about what Kathy has done. She is a horrible person. I don't care what anybody says. You have no clue where your little sweet Paris is going. You have her hauled off in the middle of the night. That's traumatizing. Number one.
That is the one.
They were giving
them. I will always think of
vaginal exams and pretty much, you know, I don't want to. You know, terrible things happening to her, and you didn't answer the phone. You didn't really look into it. You wonder, where's your kid?
And you ignored it.
Care.
You were forced to watch it on reality TV.
She still doesn't care. You didn't go home in the van with her after she freaking went on to Congress or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. She was, I mean, just that alone, I will always.
Terrible person. Always.
You took a child you allowed your child to be taken violently in the middle of the night. And then when your daughter was telling you that it was a fucked up environment, you ignored her and you ignored her for decades.
And your
you didn't
maternal
face
instincts.
The fact that you're a terrible person. Yeah. It's
horrible. Yeah. Horrible. You can't tell what your kid is saying on the phone, like that she's not happy. You can't tell me that Paris
just go
sold
check
it to
the
her
fuck out. You know what I mean? Like you can't just
come on,
you can't just sell your kid up the river while also allowing them to get to that point in life, period, right?
Right.
Her lack of rules and discipline and structure and her sneaking out and living in fucking Manhattan. Like, there
right.
were a lot of changes she could have made.
It's so true.
To save her kid that weren't getting trapped in it.
You're so
abuse.
Right. It's sickening.
Like, move
At
to
At least Kyle's
Idaho.
Family. I like how the sisters and the cousins all get together. They like each other, but Paris does not like Kyle anymore. And Kathy definitely said the F word. And then Eric is saying the F word on the show. Like she's that's OK.
Right.
It's like, I don't care how many gay friends you have. I don't want to hear it out of anyone's mouth.
No, it's a little bad.
But Kathy definitely said it. The way that she reacted, her face was so guilty. She didn't know what to say. Right.
Yeah. She definitely said it. I mean, other than Garcelle. And I actually, as everyone knows, I also like Sutton a lot. And I actually really liked Sutton's pink dress. I thought it looked really
more
good
than Kathy.
Yeah, definitely.
Kathy in that pink dress.
They're terrible. They're all terrible people. Like Beverly Hills cast, it's not stand up citizens.
And I don't want Garcelle to have to go she should be the one to stay, and Sutton, yes. I guess. But I just feel bad for them because even Garcelle, she's treated like garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. They just definitely float like over Andy a little Kyle
her or something. Because of the way
yeah.
He
right. It's like, shut up,
year.
Andy.
Yeah. Dumb.
Why would you not delve into this more? Why was there HR for Kathy's, but there's no HR for cussing out a little kid on camera?
The same thing. Yeah. And then like Rinna's whole Instagram post, and when they're like, she's like, you know, I'm really, what did she say? Like, I'm really reactive and explosive. And like, I'm trying to work on it. It's like, bitch, you're so old. Like, you should have already done this. Like, don't act like you're a 20-year-old on Instagram. You're a grown woman acting like a child. Like, come on. Yeah, I'm over Beverly Hills. I really am.
I don't want to see them for a long time. Okay, and what did we do to deserve for New York to be canceled and recast it? And they're getting rid of Ramona, who's, yeah, she's a garbage person, but I would pay great to television. Watch her forever over any of these women.
This is
in real relationships.
This is when we have to
they're
going to
keep this
them.
Shit the same.
Yeah, because Ramona... The desperation Ramona's going to have to continue to be hip and out on the town as she gets older is going to be something we all want to watch. We need to see that. We need to see a 70-year-old in a miniskirt out at the club.
And she looks
drinking
incredible.
Her weird cocktail. That's what I want to see.
Video of Sonia looking fabulous. I'm almost angry. I want to flip
Sonia
out.
Wasted at the only Bravo episode I watched.
She
could barely stand up.
They didn't have her on the stage.
I know.
How
she was
dare
on the bench.
You?
I know.
That's insanity.
I know.
She's so like rude. Probably 90% of everyone's favorite housewife. She should be sitting front and center.
Yeah.
How dare you disrespect her like that after everything she's given us?
Yeah, I agree.
Real relationships. Yeah. If people didn't want to watch Ebony, who cares? I mean, let's just move on. And God. Yeah.
All right, let's talk Potomac.
I feel bad, you know, poor Ebony, but God. I hate them all. Yeah, not Potomac.
I still love Potomac, but I did not like this episode. I don't even know really what happened. What happened?
All right, so I can't tell. Do Giselle and Robin, did they come together because Robin knows that if she's just pegged in with Giselle and she's like Giselle's minion, is it like a plan on Robin's thing to go against Giselle a little bit so she goes on her own? Do you think it was a plan, like, I'm gonna say this and Robin, you play the other counterpart, and then, or do you believe that Robin is going against Giselle and there's other deeper issues? Because it seems like Robin does have a problem with Giselle but isn't really saying it straightforward.
Okay, I didn't get that vibe really. I felt like she just disagrees with her. Are you talking about the Chris stuff?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
usually they're two peas in a pod. So
I don't get what Giselle is trying to do here. It is a little, it feels
wrong.
It seems wrong. It seems intentional in terms of like,
it does.
You brought it up
sneaky.
On the show and it happened a lot. Like all of it just seems weird. And I really don't like this. Like, I just think it's a bad look for her. I don't know.
It is.
Because like, I'm not the biggest, like Chris is obviously like, whatever, but Mia's like, oh, he was looking at me like the whole time we were at the party, and I love the producer showing like Chris ignoring
her. Not
like, I don't get a creepy vibe from him. I just don't.
And then when you hear him talk, you do feel like he does want to be friends with these people, and it's like the affair. Did she ask him in the room or did he ask her in the room?
Right.
And I don't want to go against a woman feeling the only thing that I'll give her is that Robin is vouching for her, saying that she said
she
right after it happened.
Yes. Yes.
So,
no, and
I
get
can
that.
Get like, it. Giselle's a gorgeous woman.
That can be your feelings. And she's old school, right? Like, so that could be how you feel, but blowing it up the way you are on the show, when somebody else brings up that he DM'd late at night, like that seems opportunistic and shady to me. And like,
yeah. And Ashley saying it like that. Yeah, I know, it is crazy.
Right. Like all of them. And then all of a sudden Mia's uncomfortable too. It's like, come on.
Mia's
like,
nuts.
Yeah. So nuts. I don't know.
What was their champagne margarita? That sounds delicious, though, I must say.
Oh, that did sound nice. Yeah, it sounded fun. I think
Robin drinks a lot.
Oh,
you notice Chris and Candace weren't drinking. And it's only one glass, but during the day, you think you'd go with, you're coming in late. I don't know how long you're staying. And she's having a glass of wine. I just get that vibe that she's pounding a bottle every night or two.
One does not look healthy three. To me. When they were talking like about the prenup or whatever, I don't know. He looks kind of rough to me. I wonder if there's some late nights happening there. I don't know.
I don't know what the deal is, but is Robin, it's interesting. There is some tension between her and Giselle. Do you feel that way?
Okay. I don't, but okay. Maybe there will be. Yeah.
Well, it's just split up, even if you had this case, I don't know in real life, unless I was on TV, I guess. I don't know if Robin's doing this to stay on the show. I wouldn't go again, even if you felt that way and I felt like maybe it didn't happen. I wouldn't go to the culprit if you're my best friend and have lunch with them and go even say how I felt. I would kind of always back you, even if I would, you know what
I
mean?
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. I think Robin was trying to like save the friendship kind of thing.
She's
like,
going right. And like, she's on TV. Yeah.
Get me out of this. I mean, I think also you have to think like me and you probably wouldn't do what Giselle did.
Right. Like, no, I'm just saying. But so if I was like, in that situation, I would always kind of back you. If you were my best
Giselle's
friend.
Approach, yeah. Which I think it's more Robin should have gone to her and been like, yo, right, I get what you're right. saying.
And I guess I don't maybe feel she the did. Same way. Like,
yeah. Maybe she did. I don't know.
In that conversation. No, I think they did last.
Like, oh yeah, they did kind of.
And this is kind of like a boring thing because Candace isn't getting wound up because Candace must trust him.
I think she trusts him. I think she realizes how preposterous that is. Like just the concept, I think she thinks is funny. And it's the approach. Like this is something she would have blown off about two seasons ago, but I think getting her ass beat was a lesson.
I love Candace's hair at that lunch. Whole bouffant she had. That was wild. I love it. I love everything she does.
I like how she also kind of like made it seem like Giselle, the stress of the Giselle situation, like made her not produce eggs. Like she was just like, this, like as she's dabbing her tears, like the situation has been
good. I know. God. I think that would be very severe stress. Mm-hmm. Giselle is a gorgeous woman and probably every time she's been alone with a man probably would want to screw her. But it is funny to hear how everyone has the same questions. Did he do anything? Like, what's her face?
Well, I mean, the like, grand dame. It's really like,
did he say anything? Did he leave when you asked him to leave? Right.
Yeah. Like, are we in the 1850s where being in a room with a man is a sin? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's the part.
Or even Teresa Giudice,
like,
right?
Did anything shady happen? And if not, then you just had a private conversation with Chris in a room,
right?
Like that's the part I don't get. Like, what are we talking about? And if he didn't, then what are you uncomfortable about? I guess like if he didn't say anything. He
Do
didn't
you want
touch
to have
you.
Sex with him? Right.
He didn't like. So then, what is the violation that he closed the door? I don't like. That's the part I don't get.
It might
I feel
be
like
too
unpopular.
So
like. Female opinions this week. It's like the Giselle thing that I think is lame. And then I feel like the Jessica shit with Luke is also super lame. Like
did the Giselle though, I just wonder, is Robin doing her a solid by saying she brought, it's the only thing that makes it seem, I do feel team Chris for some reason, even because if it was like Michael.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, he's a creep, you know, but it is, Chris does seem nice.
Yeah.
Even a couple episodes ago, I think we were like, fuck Chris.
Yeah, we were. Like,
who
trash.
Hugged Karen Huger so tight that her boobies were touching her or something?
I love she won't say, too.
Anything else happened during this episode?
Not really. It was pretty lame. I mean,
I don't want
like
Charisse around.
Beginning. Yeah, I don't
know.
Charisse, I could care less.
She was a housewife. Why is she back? She was already.
I don't know. There's like a desperation around her. She looks terrible to me, too. Like, she's not.
I know.
I can't with all everything she
when
has
they were left. Fighting at the beginning. And
yeah.
Oh, I guess Wendy's hot. Everyone's like, Wendy's hot mic moment. It's like, well, she's saying that Mia's a liar and then saying she's not lying.
This is
like,
why
who
I don't
cares?
Fuck with Wendy, though.
Right.
Wendy's
it
fake.
Shows. You're so right on that. And I've given her the benefit of the doubt. I know
she wants to go into business with Peter Thomas. She's a dumbass. Like I don't like Wendy at all.
at first when Robin was asking Mia about her health, I was like, why are you, I don't think you really need to be asking these questions, but she does make a good point that once you put it on Instagram, it does become kind of public yes. fodder. So that yes. made a point. Yeah.
Yes. I agree 100%. All right.
Even though I wouldn't be quizzing someone about their health.
No.
I don't want to know. Yes.
I hate Craig and I hate Paige.
I hate them all. Except for Kyle. I love Kyle.
I love Kyle. I love Amanda. I've flip-flopped completely.
I don't think I'll ever love Amanda for some reason.
The Paige conversation with Paige and Amanda where she's like, I mean, you know, for some reason, like when he gets angry, like I just flee and I just run. And then when Amanda brought up the point, like she never has a problem calling out Kyle. That's those a great fucking point.
Right.
The way she's acting with Craig, I can't yeah. stand the approach of like, oh, well, he has to say what he wants to say. And he just does it. It's like, no, he's an so asshole,
emotional. We got to give him
you
a beat.
Check him because that's not right. how you talk to your friends or a human being. Like, you know, just even the way
he's attractive he was to you.
Exactly. Like, it's like he's it, a like turns drunk, her on. Sweaty, petulant child. I don't like it.
And it all. Makes me judge her. And
100%.
And her having the conversation, a business Zoom in a public space, go in your room and shut the door.
Yeah. Couldn't agree.
That's
more.
Why they're not taking you that. Serious because it's not obviously right. that serious if you're talking.
Right. I'm excited for Tom and Tom to show up because I feel the same way as you. I don't like any of these people. I also feel like the way they treated Luke is really ridiculous.
Yeah.
When she was like, when Jessica went to talk to him and she's like, I'm going to say what I want to say. And then he was like, and well, then I would love to. No, I'm going to say. And it's like, then that's not a dialogue. Like maybe he right. had something to say. Maybe it was an apology. It's not an explanation. Maybe he just wanted, because he did right. seem like, I appreciated how he sad. Really was like, if I'm doing something, I want to know. And like, right. I feel bad about that. That's not a predator. That's someone who just literally right. is, I think, dumb.
Like, sorry that you were raised in some fucked up, super religious sector of the world. Not everybody's right. raised like that. And I have three of boys, you know, we're trying to raise them so that they do respond like Luke. And yes. even though they're being disrespected too, they're not going to fight her back and say, I'm going to speak to
really,
bitch.
I gave, no,
and
I
it's
gave
like,
him
if someone
a lot
talked
of credit
to my kids like that, I'd be
it.
Pissed. Yeah.
Because when she's like, you're not going to say anything. And then he was like, okay, like, we'll just, and then she's like, buddy, buddy with him on the ice rink. And it's like, you guys
Leave
made him feel like he
right.
was a sexual predator when really you had cross signals and you did not communicate it to him. Nonverbal communication, to understand nonverbal communication, you have to be pretty emotionally intelligent and like be reading the signs of a room. That is not Luke. Like,
and a man with a penis is not. Yeah,
just
and I get
like
that
a
woman
like a
shouldn't.
Punk. No, right, I get right. it too.
I get and it like, too. I don't want to say that, but I am more Team Luke on this situation.
I'm
100%. Now yeah. she's got and a like, voice. Yeah,
it sounds anti-feminist, but that's not the point. Like, women should be able to, like, of course, if a woman feels uncomfortable, that is her right. But to me, it's like the way Craig yelling at him and the way she's crying and the dramatics. Yeah. It's like, just tell him how you feel, and then
the one thing is,
you the fuck alone.
I meant to say last week, he shouldn't be rubbing Paige's legs and shit, which set Craig yeah. off. That was a little like
he touches her again. He's fucking dead.
And just, yeah. Like, okay. Craig's don't be not. Yeah.
This is
yeah. Go ahead.
Fuck boy shit coming out in the jersey. And like, I don't really want to talk about it, Luke, but like, let's just have it. It's like, shut up. I don't know. And
this jersey it represents that I think us. We're cool. It's so stupid.
Whatever.
But if I had a daughter, I would say it's not her fault. Like if she was in the hot tub, felt uncomfortable, get out of the hot tub. If Luke was trying to grab her and keep her trapped in the hot tub, I can see one thing, but he was just yes. in the hot tub with her. He's a guy he's yeah. picking. That probably makes him feel like, you know, he's an attractive
what you
guy.
Do. He tries to kiss you. You say, hey, I'm not down for a kiss on a first date. You get out of the hot tub. What's clearer right. than that? Nothing. Like, the signal has been indicated.
I mean, we're all for like women not having, you know, feeling up, but in this situation, it does, you know, not every guy is a predator, right?
In New Orleans, there was this creepy dude who was following us around one of these bars, and he was so drunk, and he was just like, he kept trying to dance with people in our group. And just like you, we all know that guy in the club who's wasted, right, standing way too close to you. And I kept telling him to get away. And I was like, finally, something in my head, I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. Security is here. I am a 35 year, like I, yeah, am in my 30s. Fuck this. I went over to security. I'm like, kick this guy out. He's harassing us. And they, right, did. And it's like, I wouldn't have done that when I was 23. I would have kept trying to dodge the guy all night. And finally I was like, no, you know what? Fuck, yeah, this shit. And like, you know, that takes growth, I guess. And like when you're older, because we all used to get harassed by people in a club when we were young.
Right.
And like men are creepy. I get it. But it's like, you gotta draw the line in the sand. And also not,
she's hateable like, too. There's nothing, yeah, likable about her. This is mean. Turn this off if you don't want to hear something mean, because I don't want any. We've already, you know, she looks like a Love After Lockup version of Lindsay. Like a methed out version after Lindsay's been on meth. I'm sorry.
Did you notice when Austin walked in, or somebody, he was like, oh, I thought you were Lindsay.
Next week it's
for a second.
Yeah. Or shorts. Oh,
shorts,
right,
or
right,
something. Yeah. So funny.
I don't think they should cast someone that looks exactly like the other cast member. It's weird. What were they doing with, yeah, that?
I don't know.
Did you see Carl and Lindsay's commercial? It was on the Bravo app. Did you see it by chance? Oh, you don't watch commercials. Oh,
no,
did you? Okay.
It. Yeah. The Marshalls one. Is that what you mean?
Poor Danielle got the boot. Now it's Carl. Carl looks healthy, huh?
Looks great. It seems like no one likes him or Lindsay anymore, though. They're like on the outs with everybody. Mm-hmm. I did like Austin dressed as the Pope telling Ciara to hush my child when she wants to.
I've never found him more attractive, which is fucked up.
You know, he's hilarious.
Tyler can get that Pope costume going.
Oh,
I hate Austin. When I liked him, the only time I've ever liked Austin was in that Pope costume. Yeah. I don't know. Austin seems like such a basic bitch to me that even Shep, somehow I've always bought Shep. Only out of the two of them, because they're on the same show. Like Shep, yeah, sells his life like he's some rich kid. So I've always like bought into, like, at least it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Austin just seems so normal, average. He's got nice parents. Yeah. I just don't know how he's around still. How girls want to screw him.
Like, I honestly, the one place I like both Austin and Craig is their friendship together. I find that shit hilarious.
Yes.
When they were,
yeah,
like,
right, right.
You could apologize to me, Austin. He's like, we could apologize to each other till the end of time. It's like, you guys are so nuts.
Them,
like,
together is great.
Together is great. You separate them, douche one, douche two. But together, I find them entertaining. I don't know why.
I'll take Craig a little bit longer alone. Craig, at least, yeah, maybe because we've known him since he was a baby and he's,
yeah, I just growing, I find with this us, version but of Craig intolerable. I,
oh,
hate
it's,
it.
It is
just, it's like,
and Paige, worst, yeah, mistake you'll ever have is having a kid with someone like that. He's never going to change.
I mean,
he's,
I
not
think,
kind.
Like, when she was like, when he has an opinion, he just has to say it and he feels very strongly and he's vocal.
Good luck.
And it's like, so what? Part of being an adult is knowing when you can say shit, when you can't, reading a room, listening to what other people say. Like, he's just, even the, like the cleaning thing. I keep going back to that when he's like, I'm rich, I don't clean. It's like, fuck off.
So gross.
Oh, it's just gross.
And Paige, she likes it. That's the sickest part. It's not turning her
also,
off.
Also, what's the florist name?
Rachel, I think.
Okay. Whatever. I don't care that you wake up early. I wake up early. It's,
that's her personality.
It's not a badge of honor. Why every episode do we have to see you wake up at 5 a.m. and like, and a voiceover on it about why you like to start your day? It's like, no one cares.
They've got nothing. Understand. This whole thing. I don't want to watch them work out. Bars and booze do not mix. It's dumb.
No, I don't want to be sweaty and then just start drinking. Like, that's not appealing to me.
No, you should feel good. Not want to drink after you exercise. Schwartz and,
yeah,
Schwartz,
exactly, yeah, that'll
Schwartz
be good.
And Sandoval will spice it up, and they should
Sandoval's
have been there since day
face
one.
Wild too, like something's happening to his face.
They're a so great pairing too, and
yeah,
I will
pairing.
Watch. I am excited for Vanderpump Rules because I will watch the demise of Schwartz and Katie. I am.
Okay.
I will give it a shot. I I'm interested in that because
you know what Winter House should be. Honestly, it should be like Tom and Tom.
Yes.
Craig and Austin.
Yes.
Shep. What other?
Even
though like,
no Shep, maybe, because Shep
be.
Intervenes into,
yeah,
Craig.
Not. Yeah.
Shep,
yeah,
can be
like
boosted
a couple,
out.
messy groups of men. And that's, give me a show.
Paige and Amanda are okay. Cause in Sierra, yeah, they're okay. Sierra. Okay. Sierra is so freaking pretty, but there is something mentally wrong. How do you get your room, your bed to look like that?
I don't know. There's something wrong there.
That's not right.
She has her house must be disgusting. Like, I think her and Cole belong together from Love is Blind. Cause like,
Cole,
I don't understand.
Looks like Martha Stewart compared to that. That's not comparable.
Do you remember
that
the Friends
bed was
episode
out
where
of
there was
control?
Like,
yes, Rebecca Romijn.
Where
yes,
he dated the hoarder. Yeah,
that's exactly it.
Yeah,
that is,
yeah,
something's speaking wrong. Of, something's wrong.
The more I see this Matthew Perry biography or memoir, I'm like, maybe I should read this. It sounds like, I just can't believe how bad his addiction was. Insane. 55 Vicodin a day, colostomy bag for
it's
like
at
nine
a party.
Months.
What a fucking loser.
I mean, I feel bad for him.
I don't know. I don't,
obviously he's like, he's,
I guess I don't feel bad
addiction
for him. I should feel bad for him, but
God, I do. I mean, don't, not like he's been trying to stay sober for decades and just keeps like, I mean, now I guess he's kind of soberish, but it sounds like it's just been a real rough,
I know,
rough, rough.
I wonder
rough
what got him there. Maybe if he had a bad childhood, it might feel bad, but okay, like being on, I mean, getting a, you won the lottery by being on Friends.
Yeah. But he was already like that season.
I know,
one is where it all,
I know,
started, you know? So it's like,
I know.
This is what
I feel bad
thought
for people who have problems, though.
He might be a way better actor than we think because he was right fucked up doing all this acting. Like, he wasn't even home.
No, I don't want it to,
it's
feel
like Ross
bad for him.
Ross is probably
but
a better actor. I'm not going to read it, but you know.
Maybe, I don't know what happened to him in his life to make him get like that.
I don't either.
I like him. I love Chandler. I mean, I'm happy he's healthy. I mean,
it's a sad
poor guy.
Story.
It's amazing, yeah, that he made it that many seasons.
Yeah, that he's still alive, honestly. It seems like that situation, like that's weird.
But
see,
okay. Yeah, there's just so much sadness in this world. Yeah, I don't want to read that book. He almost looks like Prince Harry a little bit. I don't know why. I just thought that their book covers.
Those two are similar.
But at least he had the money to get his life together as a positive, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, he had the resources to get help, I guess.
I find it fascinating still that reunion. That Ross,
yeah,
is
that was
the leader of the pack, really, of everything. Yeah, yeah. Just crazy.
Yeah. I know. Maybe there were better actors than we gave him credit for. Who knows?
Chandler was a great actor. He was.
And think
good
about that. He was like fucked up. He said there's a couple full seasons he doesn't remember. That's wild.
God.
Just like autopilot.
I hate that Abbott Elementary is on a network because I want double the episodes. It's so cute.
Yeah,
it's really come into a good season this year.
It's great. Yeah.
It's adorable.
I'm one episode behind, but I'm loving it.
It's really cute.
Yeah, it is. It's a great.
Tyler
funny,
really gets his engines revved with the redhead. This past episode, she's wearing a costume, like a some type of superhero costume. And and her vagina's hanging out. Okay. I can't stand Caroline Stanbury. Can you look at her Instagram real quick and look at her?
Me, I do.
The Barbie.
Yeah,
the Barbie.
It, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I feel bad, but she's living too young. She looks beat the hell up in a few years. And they just, I don't know. It's a weird pairing.
Very weird. Very odd. I'm so glad I didn't watch Dubai. Like, I have no regrets about not watching
that. I know.
Like, I don't even think about it. I really don't.
It's crazy. I have a feeling like New York might feel that way. Do you
think it will too? Yeah. Yeah. I'm very concerned.
It's hard
New York
to
was
get
about
that.
The cast. That cast was fucking gold. And they had old society connections. They had Morgan Stanley money, whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Like it just felt like a real New York cast. I just,
it's going to feel like watching Salt Lake City again. I know. I mean, and the way that they argued on stage at the BravoCon, they're hugging, they're fighting, they're hugging. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
I know it's rough.
Well, I don't know who else I can give age. I really come off like a terrible person, but I'm sorry, everyone.
We got our opinions. Sticking to them. We hate everybody. Just kidding. We love you guys. You guys are the best. All right. We'll be back before you know it. More Love is Blind. If you're not watching, get your life together. Get it. Get it on.
You're not watching. You're blind to a good TV show.
Exactly. We'll be back. We love you.